Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. I hope you've had a good start to your day. And if you're in another part of the world, I hope you've ended your day really, really well. I was watching Bitcoin this morning on the order books on BitMEX. Why BitMEX? Well, basically, it's got a huge amount of volume goes through BitMEX at the moment. And I do like to keep an eye on that. It's good trading volume. And that tends to be where I do a bunch of my trading when it comes to Bitcoin. It's just got really good leverage as well. This is by no means an endorsement of BitMEX. It's highly leveraged. It's highly risky. If you don't know what you're doing, for me, I do know what I'm doing. I understand how to manage my risk. And although it's a little bit tricky on BitMEX at times, I'm pretty comfortable with all of that. So it's, it's been a funky little morning. We did shoot up to above 7,300, about 7,360, I think the level was. And then we were met by some quick selling. And now this is what gets me, right? I find this fascinating. You don't tend to see this in any other market. Well, I certainly haven't anyway. What we'll see is a big spike in price. I mean, we saw it on Sunday afternoon as well, and I was watching the order books at that stage too. Yes, I am a sad, sad human being. But the price spiked up. You can see it in a 5-minute candle. It was met pretty quickly by some pretty heavy selling. Now, these spikes are okay, provided the volume's there, because they can get us our targets, scaling us out of trades or locking in profits. I've got no issue with these. And then the selling came straight back in. Now, Bitcoin's been holding its ground for quite some time now, and if you consider, I put a lot of value in the first 24 hours of trade in the new week. So that being, you know, Monday session. I want to see Monday all over the world. That's the Australasian session, the European session, and the US session. I want to see how it plays out across the globe to help me to understand, you know, what's up. And sometimes Monday's a great day to sort of do your planning for the week. I love that, because you look at the weekly candles, you look at the daily candles, you look at the higher time frames, and you go, okay, well, if it was to do X, Y, Z, then I would react by, and whatever your plan is, you can then react to. So through looking at the charts on the Monday helps us set up the week. And then the first 24 hours is complete by the time I come in for my first scan in the morning, which is a Tuesday morning for me here in Sydney. When that occurs, I can then have a look at what's going on around the world in that first 24 hours, and it helps me. Problem is, today, it didn't do anything. The first 24 hours has remained much the same as the weekend, except with a lot less movement. The weekend was actually not too bad. We saw two bullish candles kicking on in the weekend on Saturday, Sunday. Yesterday's candle, and don't get me wrong, we're certainly not in any bad territory. We're still around that 7,300 mark. But it's just basically holding up. Now, if we look at something like the four-hour time frame, I'll give you an analogy here. You know when you hold your arms out horizontal to your shoulders for the first little bit, it's easy. It doesn't hurt. You can hold them up. It's not an issue. You can hold it up for a fair old while. A minute or two, not a problem. Then each minute after that, it becomes harder. And then every 30 seconds after that, it becomes even harder. And then every 15 seconds and so on and so forth until you need to lower your arms. And then when you lower your arms, you come back down by your side, you have a little rest, and you can lift them up again, and it starts all over again. Now, when I look at the four-hour chart on Bitcoin, that's what I'm seeing. Okay, that's what I am seeing. I'm seeing the market just holding, testing 7,300, breaking a bit above it, then going below it, then going above it, then going below it, then going and so on and so forth. Then we continue to set higher lows, but they're not the most convincing, because we're not sitting that much of a higher high, and you know, we haven't really set a higher high on the spike that we saw on Sunday. So for me, my plan is, there's two great trades that I am in right now. One is Litecoin against the dollar, put out on Friday to all members. Same with Bitcoin. I mean, two trades, both doing well. I'd love, and these are my favorite trends, mind you, as well. They're really nice looking markets right here. So pullbacks, I'm waiting for them. I'd love to see a glorious pullback here on the 12-hour on Litecoin. I'd love also to see that on Bitcoin. Just maybe in about 7,100, 7,000 on Bitcoin. Little bullish candle, cradle set up, and boom, away we go for the next move. That's the sort of thing I'm looking for. And don't forget, guys, yesterday I talked about, you know, essentially a building for the big one, building for a big move, building for a career-defining trade, that sort of thing. Now, that doesn't come without planning. It doesn't come without risk, and it doesn't come without understanding how to do that. So this is sort of the second phase after that. It's, right, where's the next opportunity going to come from? Think it through first. Plan it out first. Wait for it to occur. Raise orders. Take trades. That's how we do it. So guys, Bitcoin, I'd like to see it pull back a bit. If not, I'd like to see it break to new highs and give us a nice trend so I can look for more opportunities to enter here. We're relatively sideways, but we're, you know, sideways to up. We are holding, and it's going to be an interesting day because something's got to happen. When? I don't know, but when it does, I will be poised. That doesn't mean there's not good opportunities out there. We've just done the scan for live trading floor, the daily scan I do with members, and there are some good opportunities out there. It's just not on Bitcoin right now. So guys, have a great day. Get across my socials. That's Instagram. That's Twitter. That is Facebook. Just find Trader Cobb and you'll be good to go. And don't forget, guys, jump across and subscribe to the bi-weekly video newsletter. You've got to be on that. You know, I know lots of you aren't because I know the listener numbers and I know how many people are on that list. So get over there, get stuck in, and let's keep on helping you. It's free. Have a great day. Bye.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.